Rescind urgent required mandatory permanent protective injunction. July 30, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. The banks acting as intermediaries have been borrowing our assets to pursue their business and now propose to foreclose on our assets and attempt to still pretend that we are absent and that they are our agents. These presumptions have been soundly rebutted. It now comes to our attention that the estate of Jacob Rothschild & Company, the United States, Incorporated, and various incorporated franchises have attempted to roll over all court judgments, close out the legacy trust accounts, and otherwise help themselves to the wealth of the world in our names. We absolutely and categorically object to any such action by any bank or corporation or incorporated entity anywhere in the world. All high courts in receipt of this communication are required by public and private international and global law to issue mandatory permanent protective injunctions in favor of the actual priority creditors, which includes the United States of America, Great Britain, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and all other national members of the United Nations Organization. This is especially required of the International Court of Justice and the International Criminal Court. By Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wrights' website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wrights' website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.